Good evening from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as the Dort College Defenders get set to play Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball with the Mount Marty Lancers. The Dort College Defenders come into today's contest 3-4 overall, 1-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, while the Mount Marty Lancers are 2-3 overall and 0-1, coming off a loss to the preseason favorite Concordia Bulldogs in Great Plains Athletic Conference, their Great Plains Athletic Conference opener this past Saturday in Seward, Nebraska. Good evening, everyone. My name is Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of us here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. From courtside, on the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, with the teams primed to take a break for the Thanksgiving Day holiday, the Dort College Defenders and Mount Marty Lancers will play a double dip tonight. The Dort College Defenders, coming off a win over the Doan College Tigers on Saturday, I had the opportunity to sit and visit with Coach Craig Steensma earlier today, and we talked about that win for the Defenders and their preparation for tonight's contest with Mount Marty. Dort College women's basketball team gets set to take on the Mount Marty Lancers in Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball. And, Coach, your team coming off a win over the Doan College Tigers. And I looked through my records from last year, and last year you got a big win over the Doan Tigers to start the conference season. You went down to Mount Marty, played all right by all intents and purposes, but lost a close game. You don't want a replay of that here this evening.
No, last year we won at home, and then we had to go on the road, and we lost by six, I believe, to a very good Mount Marty team. And, you know, they have a lot of the same people back, same guards, and so, you know, they'll be a handful for us defensively, but looking forward to the challenge here tonight at home.
Mount Marty, a team that got beat by Concordia by 30, and a lot of teams are going to beat. Concordia is going to beat a lot of teams soundly this year. They've got a very good outfit. What did you see when you looked at the tape of what Concordia did that could translate into tonight's contest?
Concordia does a lot of full court run and jump, trapping type things, and, you know, they're just so athletic. Concordia is so athletic that they can do pretty much whatever they want, and they are, like you said, a very solid outfit. But, you know, maybe there's some things that we found on the tape that I think can help us, just in terms of what they did right and wrong in terms of Mount Marty. So hopefully we can exploit some things, and hopefully we can pressure their guards a little bit. And, you know, obviously they shoot the ball with their guards very well from the three-point line. So we're going to really need to make sure we identify shooters.
You alluded to the fact that Mount Marty has a lot of the same kids back from last year. Are they as strong in the post as they have been other years? It seems like that's where they really hurt you, is they had good guards and decent post players. Do they have that strength again this year?
Yeah, they have one. Allison DeCam is one of their post players back that's really good. But they did lose some post presence. And so they're a different team because they rely more on the perimeter this year. And, you know, just we'll have to see how that plays out. But so far, you know, they haven't been able to shoot as high a percentage because they haven't been able to do as well in the post. So, yeah, you're very astute in noticing that, Mike. That, you know, that is how they've changed a little bit, and maybe makes them a little bit more susceptible inside.
Doan College, that win on Saturday at Doan. How, your assessment after you had a few days to think about it, and then you review things on Monday with your team from that game. What did you have to say?
Well, we played really well defensively, and we played pretty well offensively. We just didn't shoot very well, and, you know, we need to take more great shots instead of just taking average or good shots, and hopefully we'll do that tonight. I think you can take a lot away from it when you can hold a team under 50 on their home floor.
That is Coach Craig Steensma talking about the Dort College Defenders and the Mount Marty Lancers. The Lancers are 2-3. Their wins are over Ogallala, Lakota College, and Grace. They've lost two in a row, those coming to the College of St. Mary and Concordia. They're on a two-game losing streak right now, coached by Tom Slimgen. The Lancers are scoring 70.5 points per game with a defensive average of 60.5, and they out-rebound teams 41-36.5. The Lancers are converting 41.2% of the field goals they take, while foes make 38.9%. Opponents are turning the ball over nearly 25 times per game, and Mount Marty is at 20 turnovers a contest. Taylor Force's scoring average is at 17 points per game with 4 rebounds. Allison DeCam is good for 12.8 points per game with a team-high 9.6 rebounding average. Alexa Berg and Alyssa Wetham are averaging 6.6 and 5.8 points per game for a team that is playing in 12 in its regular rotation so far this year. Force has made 46.9% of her three-point shots. She's 15 of 32 this year. Force also has taken a team-high 14 free throws, tied for the added honor with DeCam and Berg. April Wynn leads the team with over 3 assists per outing. The Defender women are 3-4 overall, 1-0 in the GPAC. They've won 3 of their last 4 after starting the season 0-3. The defenders are averaging 68.4 points per game and allow 56.1 points per outing. They out-rebound teams 38.4 to 37. Dort's converting 40.4% of its field goals, 33.9% of its three-point shots. Opponents are making 35.2% of their field goals and 26% from the three-point line. Dort College has forced 166 turnovers through seven games while giving up 129 turnovers. That is a turnaround from last season when you could flip those numbers around, and that was much of what caused Dort College distress early in the year last season. Kara Van Dyke is averaging 14.1 points per game with 8.1 rebounds. She converts 53.5% of her field goal attempts. Kayla Brookice is averaging 14.5 points per game in two contests and has converted 8 of 15 three-point attempts and has 3 steals. Brianna Sprunk contributes 10.3 points per game, and Elise Marish, that is at 10 points per outing with 6.6 rebounds. Sprunk leads the team with 15 assists. Jasmine Skelhaus has 13 assists and is averaging 5.6 points per outing. Mount Marty lost to preseason number 1 Concordia on Saturday in Seward by a final of 91-61, trailed 52-29 at halftime. Lancers were led by Force with 11 points. Holly Heggie came off of the bench to score 11. Dort College beat Doan 55-46, led 31-16 at halftime. Dort College was led by Elise Marish, scoring 12 points. Kayla Brookice knocked down 10. Jamie Cook added 10. Sprunk scored 9 and had 11 points and 5 steals. Mount Marty swept the season series last year, and Dort College trails the series 45-24. Mount Marty won the November 22 meeting in Yankton 69-63. Sprunk at 18, Kara Van Dyke 16. Kayla Gason came off of the bench to score 10. Lancers were led by Alexa Berg with 17 points and 5 rebounds. Kylie Gross added 14 points with 5 rebounds. Teams played again on January 18 here in Sioux Center. Mount Marty prevailed 77-74 behind 24 points by Force. Hannah Youngberg scored 15. Kylie Gross had 12 and also grabbed 14 rebounds. Kara Van Dyke scored 21 points in the loss. Jamie Cook added 15. Dort College was out-rebounded 38-26 in that game. Kayla Brookice took down a team-high 6 caroms. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with a rundown of the starting lineups for tonight's women's college basketball game right after this. Starting lineups for Mount Marty. They'll start number 12, Alexa Berg, a 5'8 senior from Pierce, South Dakota. Alexa Berg is averaging 6.6 points per game. April Wynn is a 5'7 junior from Olivet, South Dakota. She is averaging 4.2 points per game. Number 20, Taylor Forsh, a 5'7 senior from Baltic, South Dakota, averages 17 points per contest. Number 33 is Allison DeCam, a 6'1 junior from Castlewood, South Dakota. She is averaging 12.8 points per game. And Brittany Little wears number 42. She's a 5'10 senior from Castlewood, South Dakota, averaging 4 points per game. For the Dort College defenders, their lineup looks like this. Number 5, Kayla Brookice, a 5'5 junior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 14.5 points per game. Jasmine Skelhaus, a 5'7 freshman from Pella, Iowa, averaging 5.6 points per outing. Kara Van Dyke, a 6'2 junior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 14.1 points per game. Brianna Spronk is a 5'11 senior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 10.3 points per contest. And Elise Marish is a 5'11 junior from Beersford, South Dakota. She is averaging 10 points per game. And there are your starting lineups. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Ryan Grunewijk is a broker. Ball is tapped and inbounded. Jasmine Skelhaus saves it from going out of bounds, I should say, after it was tapped to the sideline. Dort College has the basketball. Down low it goes to Marish. Marish to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke goes right side, Brookice. Brookice with the ball. Brookice comes back over to Sprunk. Sprunk to Van Dyke. Van Dyke down to the baseline. Van Dyke puts it up from 10. On the right baseline, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped out, saved by Van Dyke. Van Dyke gathers herself, gives it back over to Sprunk. Dort College has a fresh 30 to work with. Skelhaus goes right side, Sprunk. Sprunk to Brookice. Brookice out on the right wing. Goes down low to Marish. Marish turned around over the left shoulder with a right hand cut. Elise Marish with the two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders lead it 2-0 as Marish takes the lid off of the basket. Lancers, dribble penetration, kick out Berg. Berg, 12-footer, no good. Rebound taken away by Sprunk. Sprunk over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus will bring the basketball up. Skelhaus goes right side, Brookhuis. Brookhuis looking down low. Brookhuis with the basketball on the wing beyond the three-point line. She comes back out front to Van Dyke. Van Dyke underneath intended for Sprunk. Sprunk loses it. Take it away by Wynn. April Wynn with the basketball. Hesitates. Kick out pass. Gets the return pass. Does Wynn. Wynn drives the lane. Puts up the short jumper from 10. No good. Rebound tapped out long. Coming away with it is Little. Little will launch the three. Misses. No good. Too strong. Rebound taken away by the defenders on the shot that cleared the rim by a foot or two. Brookhuis will drive in, and a blocking foul called on the Lancers. Brittany Little trying to flop on the play to get the charging call. She was halfway down before Brookhuis even put the shot or even took the ball into the lane. She was falling backwards already. Dort College with the basketball, shooting free throws. This will be Brookhuis. Brookhuis 1-for-1 up to this point. She misses the first free throw of the evening. She's now 1-for-2 this season. A second free throw by Brookhuis. Hits the front of the iron, won't drop through. Brookhuis chases down her own rebound, saves it in, though, to Wynn. Here comes Wynn with a basketball. Wynn coming back the other way, into the lane, nothing there. She spots up, short-range jumper off the iron, no good. Rebound taken down by Marish. We're nearly 2 minutes into this contest. Dort College leads 2-0. Jasmine goes left side over to Brookhuis. Brookhuis right side, it goes Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball out front, Jasmine. Jasmine Skelhaus, three-pointer, won't go down. Rebound tap controlled by the Lancers, and Wynn. Wynn will bring it up. April Wynn with the basketball, setting the offense. She's working against Skelhaus. Wynn picks up her dribble, looking down low. Instead, passes back out front, Forsch. Into the left corner it goes to Little. Little will spot up, left elbow, dumps it underneath. Nothing there. They give to Little. Cutting. Shot no good. Blocked from behind, but the foul is going to get called on Elise Marish. Marish whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. Team foul number one on the defenders as well. So we've got a nice start to this evening's ball game. A little over 2 minutes into the contest. It's 2-0. Free throw is up and down for Little. Little, a 56% free throw shooter coming into the contest. She'll go to the charity stripe here, try and tie the game up. Second free throw is up and good. Little knots the score at 2-2. Inbound pass to Brookhuis. Brookhuis in the backcourt. Van Dyke. Van Dyke ahead to Skelhaus. Skelhaus has Sprunk open. If she can find her, she can. Comes back right side, Brookhuis. Brookhuis back over to Sprunk. Sprunk to Marish. Marish posting up. Marish with the spin move. Right hand from the right side is good. Marish able to back her defender player down. Dort College leads 4-2. 4-2 our score. Dort College with on the defense. Mount Marty will bring it across half court. Out front with it is DeCam. DeCam to Berg. Berg into the lane. Comes back out to Forsch. Forsch will drive in, puts up the floater. It's good. Taylor Forsch, 17 points per ball game. She's got her first field goal of the night. And the defenders are tied up with the Lancers at 4-4. Van Dyke with the basketball out front. Van Dyke looking left side. She gets it to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Marish. Marish facing up. She'll drive hard. Puts it up off the glass. Hangs on the rim. Won't drop through. Back we go the other way with the basketball. Lancers with the basketball. They get it out front. With it is DeCam. DeCam bringing it. Well, she has it stolen. Brookhuis with the lay-in. No good. And the rebound is cleared out by the Dort College defenders, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Lancer basketball. So the Lancers inbounding. Lancers will bring it up. Dort College on defense. Alexa Berg with it. Berg goes left side, comes back now. Right wing jumper on the way is good. Three-point basket by Taylor Forsch, and the Dort College defenders trail 7-4. 7-4 our score. Pass underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke lay-in is good. Kara Van Dyke with a two-point basket. Dort College trails by a point at 7-6. 7-6 our score. Lancers with it. Alexa Berg. Berg comes back over to Wynn. Wynn out front. Wynn gives to DeCam. DeCam shot in the lane. No good. Rebound cleared out. Here comes Dort College back the other way. Goes over to Spronk. Spronk on the fly with the right hand from the left side. No good. Rebound taken away by the Lancers. Lancers with the basketball. Here's Berg. Berg with it. Berg gives to Wynn. Wynn left side to DeCam. DeCam with the basketball. DeCam to Berg. Berg right side. This is Forsch. Forsch. Free throw line jumper off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Spronk. Spronk for the basketball. Spronk ahead to Skelhaus. Skelhaus underneath to Marish. Marish has it tapped away. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Inbounding is Van Dyke. Van Dyke out front, goes right side to Spronk. Spronk down to the baseline. Spronk tries to pass, and it's tapped away. Out of bounds, last touch by the Lancers. Taylor Force taps it away. Throwing it in will be Van Dyke, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Comes in to Marish. Marish with the ball. She goes left side Van Dyke. Van Dyke trying to back her way in. Nothing there. Picked up her dribble. Comes back over to Marish. Marish with it right side to Newman. Newman checked into the ballgame at the last break. Here's Jessica Gelsma. Five to shoot. She gets to the elbow. Her fadeaway from 10. Hangs on the rim and drops through. Gelsma with the two-point basket. And the defender lead is 8-7. Long pass into the front court. Here comes Mount Marty and driving baseline and losing her footing, but we've got a foul on the play called as Alyssa Wetham took it to the hoop. Foul's going to go on Kara Van Dyke. That's foul number one on her. 8-7 our score. Inbounding the basketball will be Wetham. Wetham throws it in, finds April Wynn. Wynn with the basketball. Wynn feeds it down low. Looking. Comes back over to Wynn. Wynn down low again. Shot inside, no good. Rebound cleared out by Micah Holst. Holst with the rebound of the best shot by DeCam. Here comes Dort College. Gelsma with the basketball. Gelsma picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Newman. Newman down to the baseline, and she is fouled on the play by Alyssa Wetham. Wetham whistled for the personal foul. Inbounding the basketball for the defenders will be Newman. So Newman will trigger it. Newman looking, still looking, and gets it in to Jamie Cook. Cook for the basketball to Gelsma. Dort College playing with a one-point lead, 13:58 left to go in the half. Comes over to Cook. Cook to Gelsma. Gelsma on the left side. Lancers. Looks like they're playing a zone right now. Lancers switching off out front. It might not be a zone or a switching man. Gelsma drives left hand, well, from the left hand side with the right hand. And Gelsma gives Dort College a 10-7 lead. 10-7 our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from the DeWitt right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, and we've got a inadvertent buzzer, so we will restart play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Haveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Lancers get the ball inbounded. Here they come back the other way. Lancers will set the offense. They pick up their dribble. They go back right side with the basketball is Forsch. Forsch, round the horn they go over to Wetham. Wetham with a dribble. Puts it up. Bank shot no good from 15. Rebound taken away by Micah Holst. Holst with the basketball. Holst comes back over to Gelsma. Gelsma up the floor to Robin Blount. Blount with the basketball. Blount gets the return pass now down to the baseline. Blount stops, puts it up. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by the Mount Marty Lancers on the weak side. That was Holly Hagee. So Hagee with the rebound. And the Lancers have the basketball. Comes over to Forsh. Forsh with the ball to Heggie. Heggie to Forsh. Forsh on the right wing, guarded there by Jelsma. Trying to go baseline. She gets around one player, puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Robin Blount. Dort College coming back the other way, leading by three are the defenders. Goes left corner, Newman. Newman thought about the three and decides to put it on the floor instead. And turns it over as she shuffled her feet before she was able to get the dribble put down. So Dort College turns it over. Mount Marty with the basketball, and we've got a foul in the backcourt called on the defenders, trying to put the pressure defense on. It's going to go on Micah Holst. Holst whistled for her first personal foul. And that is team foul number three on the defenders here in this first half. Lancers will inbound the basketball. They get it in. And a foul called in the backcourt again on the defenders. And this time it's going to go on Dort College's Jessica Jelsma. That's team foul number four on the defenders. Reset the shot clock again. Lancers advancing it. 5 or 6 feet at a time with the basketball right side. They go over to Forsh. Forsh with it on the wing. Forsh gives it up to Wynn. Wynn with the basketball. Ball's loose. Picked up by Newman. Newman goes over to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma stops, looks, lobs into Holst. Holst kicks it back over to Cook. Cook, jumper from 15, no good. Rebound taken away by Michael Holst. Her put back, no good. Rebound taken away by the Lancers. Here comes Mount Marty. Lancers driving in and a shot blocked by Cook. April Wynn will go to the free throw line to shoot two as she was fouled on the play. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. First free throw is up and good for April Wynn. So another free throw on the way. This one's up and good as well. .11:50 left to go in the game. And the Lancers will send a new player into the game. That's Alexa Berg. Dort College leads it 10-9. 10-9 our score. Jasmine Skelhaus with the basketball. She dribbles through pressure, passes right side Marish. Marish over to Brookice. Brookice long two, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. Mount Marty will inbound the basketball. Length of the floor in front of them. And that's Holly Heggie to throw it in. Heggie passes it in to Wetham. Wetham with the basketball. Wetham to Berg. Berg's pass is deflected. Taken away by Cook. They initially called an over and back violation. But I think our official Dave Schoenrock forgot which way the teams were going. And now Dort College will have it at midcourt. Inbounding is Skelhaus. Skelhaus triggers it into Brookice. Brookice for the basketball. So Dort College gets the ball back, and that was the right call that time. Skelhaus will put it on the floor hard, and she's fouled on the play by Kelly Norrid. Norrid whistled for the personal foul. 11:25 left to go in the first half. Dort College leads 10-9. A fast start offensively, but since then it's slowed down a little bit. Brookice with the basketball. She comes back over to Spronk. Spronk feeds it to Cook. Cook with the basketball. Back over to Brookice. Brookice three, whispers it through. Kayla Brookice with the three-point basket, her first of the evening. Dort College leads 13-9. 13-9 our score. Holly Heggie throwing with the basketball. She brings it across half court. Goes left side. This is Berg. Berg shot no good. Rebound controlled by the Lancers. Lancers with the basketball. Lancers with it, right side, Norred. Norred drives into the lane, lays it up with the right hand, too strong, no good. Rebound tapped out, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. So Dort College gives it back on the rebound as the ball got tapped out of bounds. Ball's inbounded. This is Kelly Norred. Underneath. And a fight for the basketball, and it's down on the ground, and we have a tie-up on the play. It'll be Mount Marty basketball in the alternating possession. 10:37 remaining. First half, Alexa Berg throwing it in. She gets it in to Brittany Little. Round the horn they go, Lancer basketball. Right side to Norred. Norred. Norred driving in. They give it left side, shot on the way, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke comes back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus right side, nothing there. To Brookice. Brookice, Van Dyke. Van Dyke left side to Spront. Spront with the basketball. Spront comes back over to Brookice. Brookice right side to Skelhaus. Skelhaus down to the baseline. Comes back. They lob it down low, intended for Van Dyke, and Spront turns it over as Alexa Berg comes away with it. Berg with the basketball. She goes left side, Norred. Norred to Berg. Berg out front. Berg to Wetham. Wetham to Norred, and we've got a reach-in foul called on the defenders and Kayla Brookice, I believe. Kayla Brookice whistled for the personal, her first. And that is team foul number 6 on the defenders. Lancers will inbound. This is Alexa Berg to trigger it in. Berg gets the ball inbounded to Norred. Norred. They go back. Left side. This is DeCam. DeCam to Forsh. Forsh with the basketball. Force will put it on the floor hard. Drives in and has it tipped away out of bounds. It'll be Lancer basketball. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Lancers to trigger it. They get the ball inbounded. With the basketball is Taylor Force. Force to DeCam. DeCam with the ball. DeCam will drive in with the right hand. Her shot no good. Rebound fought for, and it's... a foul called on the play against the defenders. It will be Lancer free throws. Brittany Little shooting the two free throws. First free throw is up and down for Little. Little 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Another free throw on the way for Little. This one is up and good as well. So Little, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. It's 13-11. Dort College leading by 2. So a low scoring affair thus far. Jessica Jelsma off the bench for 4 points. She shares team honors with Elise Marish. Taylor Forsh has 5 points for the Lancers. Driving the other way, Brookice has it poked away from behind. It's Lancer basketball. Lancers forced another turnover. Dort College has had a few too many of those here in the early going. So the Lancers into traffic, and Spront commits the foul. April Wynn will go to the free throw line. And she will shoot 2 free throws. So 2 free throws on the way for April Wynn. So Wynn will shoot a pair with her team down by 2. First free throw is up and good. So she cuts it down to a 1-point ball game at 13-12. A second free throw coming. 13-12, our score. And this free throw is up and off the side of the iron. No good. Dort College retains the lead. Dort College has trailed once. That was at 7-4. They've led since, 13-12. Skelhaus into the lane, dribbles it off of her foot. It's down on the ground. Jump ball called, alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets it on the alternating possession. P- Pass out front, Marsh. 17 seconds on the shot clock. Skelhaus out front. Passes right side, Blount. Blount with a basketball. Comes back over to Marsh. Marsh left side to Skelhaus. Skelhaus underneath to Holst. Holst has it blocked by DeCam. Rebound taken away by the Lancers. Lancer basketball, right side, Force. Force thought about the three. She'll spot up, cast up a three, and rims it in. Taylor Force with the three-point basket. She's got eight, and the defenders trail again at 15-13. With the basketball is Skelhaus. They get it to Blount. Blount shot no good, and Robin Blount will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair of free throws. 15-13, our score. Shooting free throws will be Robin Blount. So Blount out of the deep knee bend. Her shot is up and good. Another free throw on the way for Robin Blount. So Robin Blount makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming. Trying to tie it up here at 15 apiece. Freshman from the Twin Cities area misses the second free throw. Michael Holst comes away with a rebound. Tied up on the play. Jump ball, alternating possession. It will be Mount Marty basketball. So the Lancers get the ball back. With it on the left side is Alexa Berg. Comes back to Force. Force will take it across half court. Sets the offense. Force lobs it right wing to April Wynn. Wynn with the basketball. Wynn will drive in. Nothing there. Comes back over to Force. Force drives, gives it off, and a drive to the hoop. And Alexa Berg is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Our official Darren Berg whistling that foul on Robin Blount. Blount picks up her first personal foul. So another free throw on the way for Mount Marty. Alexa Berg makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming. So the second free throw is up and good, and Mount Marty regains a 7-point lead at 17-14. 7:30 and counting, first half. Mount Marty 17, York College 14. Jessica Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma gets a screen. She'll spot up. 15-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Comes over to Jelsma. Jelsma with the ball. Jelsma goes back over to Newman. Newman on the left side, Blount. Robin Blount with the basketball. Robin gives it up. Left wing. This is Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma, lob pass goes to Marsh. Marsh will drive in, lays it up with the right hand, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Jelsma. Jump ball, alternating possession. It will be York College basketball. 6:50 remaining. So Marsh, I beg your pardon, Newman to inbound the basketball. Marsh will line up on the right block. Newman to trigger it. Newman still looking. Comes into Cook. Cook over to Blount. Blount with a basketball. Blount passes it right side. They lob it back down low to Cook. Cook, nothing there. Comes back over to Marsh. Marsh, Newman. Newman, three, no good. Rebound cleared out. Here comes Mount Marty with a basketball. Lancers will bring it up. This is April Wynn. Wynn driving in. Kicks it off, left side, three on the way, is good. Three-point basket for Taylor Force. She's got 11, and the Dort College defenders trail 20-14. 6:15 and counting, first half. Comes back right side, with it is Marsh. Marsh to Cook. Cook spins, backs her way in with the right hand, short-armed it, no good. And the rebound taken away by the Mount Marty Lancers. Lancers clear it out. Here's April Wynn. With the basketball is Wynn setting the offense to DeCam. DeCam right side, Force. She's had the hot hand. Driving the lane is Wynn. Wynn off of the window straight on is good. She's got 3 points, and the Defenders trail 22-14. 7 straight points by Mount Marty. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Taylor Force with a driving layup back the other way. She's got 13. And the Dort College Defenders trail 24-14. Cook with the basketball. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke underneath, right side, Cook. Cook, layup good. Cook with the two-point basket. So Jamie Cook with the two-point basket to stop the bleeding for the time being. Dort College trails 24-16. Driving back the other way. Mount Marty up-tempo. Brianna Little with 6 points. She lays it up and down, and Mount Marty leads 26-16. With the basketball right side, Skelhaas over to Spronk. Spronk with the basketball in traffic. Her shot off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by the Lancers. Lancers will bring it up. This is April Wynn. Wynn with the ball. Wynn driving. Nothing there. Stops. Looking. Backdoor cut intended for Forsch. And it's out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College and Brookites. It will be Lancer basketball on the left side of the lane. For those of you trying to watch via our webcast, we are aware of some technical issues. We will work to rectify those at halftime of the women's basketball game. And if you can hear that, you have obviously heard that it's kdcr.dort.edu is where you would be hearing this from long distance. Lancers inbound the basketball. They get it thrown in to Holly Hagee. Hagee into traffic and a foul called on the play against Marsh. And right now, Dort College not the aggressor. Mount Marty has gotten it going here in the last 5 or 6 minutes. And they have taken control of this basketball game, and Dort College has to regain their footing. Holly Hagee will go to the free throw line for a two-shot foul situation. Dort College committing their 10th foul. So double bonus time here for the Lancers with 4:16 remaining. Lancers, free throw coming for Hagee. This one's up and good. So Hagee makes one of two, and the Defenders trail 27-16. With it in the backcourt is Skelhaas. Jasmine takes it up the floor. Jasmine Skelhaas calling a set play. Skelhaas picks up her dribble. She goes right side Brookice. Brookice gives it to Marish. Marish, jumper, baseline left it short, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touched by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets the basketball back, throwing it in will be Spronk. Spronk gets it in to Van Dyke. Van Dyke in traffic. Her shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. So the foul call, Holly Hagee will go to the free throw. I beg your pardon, Holly Hagee picks up the personal, her first. Van Dyke will go to the free throw line. She's got 2 points this evening, now three. A second free throw on the way. It's 27-17. Free throw is up, free throw in and out, no good. And an over-the-back foul call, or pushing foul called on Brianna Spronk on the rebound. And so Dort College will walk the other way and line up on the free throw lane. Holly Hagee to the free throw line. So Hagee, free throw on the way is up and good. Another free throw on the way for Hagee, 28-17. And this one is up and good as well. So Hagee makes them both. And the Dort College Defenders find themselves down by a dozen at 29-17. Comes over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas on the right side. Stops. Thought about the three. Decides against it. Comes back over to Brookice. Brookice to Spronk. Spronk with the basketball. And Spronk got it down low to Marish and had it tipped away out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. 3:34 remaining. Lancers have the basketball. Bringing it up is Wynn. April Wynn driving left hand. Comes back over to Wetham. Wetham, right side, Force. Force down to the baseline. Loses her footing. It's down on the floor. Jump ball. Alternating possession. It's Lancer basketball. So the Lancers will trigger it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Kayla Brookice forcing that tie-up. Lancers throw it in. They get it in over the top to Force. Force driving, left hand, stops, puts up the up-and-under move. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Kayla takes it across half court. She passes right side over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus back out front. Van Dyke. Van Dyke, three-pointer. Good. Kara Van Dyke with 6 points. Dort College trails 29-20, so cutting the lead back to single digits. Hagee into the lane. Wetham. Wetham on the left wing with it. Comes back over to Wynn. Wynn drives the lane. Rattles it. No good. Rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. With it on the right side, Marish. Marish, kick out pass, Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice to Van Dyke. Van Dyke at the free throw line, and she tried to fire it to the wing. It's deflected. Newman had it momentarily, picked up by Marish. Marish splits the defense, collision, no call made. We head back the other way. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Been a tough start to this contest. Driving in, they go left side. Lancers have the basketball. Wetham, Wetham three, good. 32-20, Dort College down a dozen. So the two teams trading three-point baskets on the last two possessions. Newman with the ball, goes left side. Brookice, Brookice, three, missed it, short, no good. Rebound tapped, controlled by Newman on the missed shot by Brookice from the left wing. Down to the left side is Brookice, Brookice to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball, Lancers into man-to-man defense. Down to the baseline is Van Dyke. Van Dyke driving in, and her layup is, well, blocked, but she's fouled on the play. Kara Van Dyke will go to the free throw line and will shoot two free throws. Newman will inbound the basketball. Micah Holst is in. Brookice is out. Marish is out. Blunt and Holst check into the ball game. Newman to throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Comes over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman gives it up. It goes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke lay in. Good. 32-22, Dort College, down by 10. Got to keep it right here at worst. Like to get it down to single digits. You're going to get at least one more possession, possibly two, depending on how quick on the trigger the Lancers are. Out front it goes Force. Force had it tipped away by Blount. Comes back right side, Holly Hagee. Hagee, right side, Little. Little to Force. Force guarded by Blount. Force into the lane, lost it, picked up by Blount. Blount comes away with it. Here comes Dort College, Skelhaus, Newman. Newman stops on the left side, back over to Blount. Blount, Van Dyke. Van Dyke hesitates, off of the glass from the right side, good. Kara Van Dyke with 10 points. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Dort College down 8. 32-24, our score. The ball is tapped out of bounds. Dort College will have another possession to try and cut the lead down even further. Jamie Cook will check into the ballgame for Holst. Blount is out. Brookice is in. So Dort College going offense for defense here. Dort College bringing it up is Skelhaus. 22 seconds and counting. Skelhaus for the basketball. Skelhaus in between the circles. Skelhaus gets a screen, and Jamie Cook's going to be called for a blocking foul on the illegal screen. 15.3 seconds remaining, and the Lancers get a gift back the other way. Micah Holst unable to get checked in time. 10 seconds remaining. Goes right side, Little. Little gives it up to Wetham. Wetham right side to Forsh. Forsh back out front, Wetham. Wetham down to the left wing. Her jumper is up, hangs on the rim and won't drop through. That's the end of the first half. Our score, the Dort College Defenders 24, Mount Marty Lancers 32. Lancers lead by 8 at the intermission. Back with more after this. You were listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're at halftime. Dort College trails Mount Marty 32-24. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Haywarden, and Sheldon. More Values Matter member FDIC and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Dort College started the game with a bucket, got up by as many as 4 at 13-9. Mount Marty took the lead back at 15-13 and proceeded to outscore Dort College 11-3 to get up by double digits at 26-16. Mount Marty got up by as many as 12 at 29-17. We go to halftime, Dort College trailing 32-24. First half numbers look like this. Dort College, 10 of 28 from the floor, 35.7%, 2 for 6 on threes, 33.3%, 2 for 6 on free throws, 33.3%. Dort College out rebounding Mount Marty, 20-18. Turnovers, Dort College 8, Mount Marty 4. Mount Marty 8 of 25 from the deck, 32%, 4 for 7 on threes, 57%, 12 of 14 on free throws, 85.7%. Dort College was led by Kira Van Dyke's 10 first-half points, 4 for Elise Marish, 4 for Jessica Jelsma, 3 for Kayla Brookeyes, 2 for Jamie Cook, and 1 for Robin Blount for their total of 24. Taylor Forsh tops Mount Marty with 13 points. She was 3 for 3 on three-pointers, 6 points for Brittany Little, 5 for April Wynn, 3 for Alyssa Wetham and Holly Hagee, and 2 for Alexa Berg. Brittany Little has 6 rebounds to pace Mount Marty, 3 rebounds for April Wynn. For Dort College, Brianna Spronk with 3 rebounds, Kayla Brookeis with 3 rebounds, Micah Hulst also has 3 rebounds, 2 for Robin Blount and Kara Van Dyke. 2 assists for Elise Marish, 3 assists for April Wynn for Mount Marty. No one with more than 1 steal for the Dort College defenders. Alexa Berg has 2 steals for Mount Marty. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Welcome back to the DeWitt Gymnasium, and hope for all of you listening via the webcast and watching via the webcast. I think we've got things back up and running, a little bit of scurrying around and a couple of restarts, and hopefully it hangs in there for the rest of the evening. Our apologies, and we're doing the best we can, but once in a while technology doesn't cooperate, but we will continue. And want to remind you that while we have it on the web stream, remind you that you can always go to kdcr.dort.edu and click on the listen live link. That will always get you the audio of the home and away Dort College basketball games. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs, 722-0707. They're located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. We'll check if there are any scores trickling in from across the Great Plains Athletic Conference at the moment. Halftime women's basketball scores. It looks like we have a few. And I'll tell you what, let's take a break, and we'll compile those and be back with the list of those women's halftime scores right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Halftime scores, Briarcliff leads Doan 39-29 at halftime of the women's basketball game. It's Hastings and Midland tied up at 22 apiece. No report on Morningside and Northwestern in women's college basketball. Let's try one more spot for that one. And it looks like Morningside leads at halftime 39-36 in an up-tempo game. Next broadcast on KDCR will be Dort College versus York in women's college basketball. That is set to begin at 2 o'clock this Saturday in York, Nebraska. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more from the DeWitt Gym on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, right after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hall and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. Let us settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. Coming up following the conclusion of the women's contest, we'll have about a 20-minute break, and we will get rolling with the men's contest at about 8 o'clock this evening. Final instructions by both teams with their respect, or by both coaches to their respective teams. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with second half action right after this. Right out of the chute, Kara Van Dyke with her 11th and 12th points of the night to open up the second half. Mount Marty on the other end, shot no good, inside by Brittany Little. Here comes the Dort College defenders. Pass comes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke puts up the leaner, no good. Rebound controlled by the defenders. Kick out, Skelhaus, three, got it. Jasmine Skelhaus with the three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail 32-29. 32-29 our score. Lancers have the basketball. They come right side. Driving in is Forsch. Forsch has her shot blocked. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Here comes Dort College down three. Right side is Skelhaus. They swing it left over to Spronk. Spronk on the cut to Van Dyke. Van Dyke reverses field. Spin move down on the block. Her shot is good. Kara Van Dyke with 14 points, and the defenders have scored the first 7 points of the second half, and they trail Mount Marty 32-31. Lancers use a timeout. Back with more after this. Lancer basketball, and an ill-advised pass by Alexa Berg as she tried to pass it through traffic, and it's taken away. Turnover by Berg. Here comes Dort College. Skelhaus. Skelhaus goes over to Marish. Marish gets inside Van Dyke, and Van Dyke is fouled on the play. Kara Van Dyke will go to the free throw line and shoot two. Now that possession started when Alexa Berg tried to pass it out onto the wing and threw it right into the Dort College defense for the turnover. So free throw on the way for Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke free throw is good. Kara Van Dyke with 15 points to lead all scorers. She ties it up at 32-32. 18:05 remaining. That's foul number three, by the way, on DeCam for Mount Marty. So they'll go to their bench. Van Dyke's second free throw, no good. And we're tied up at 32-32. Bringing the basketball up is April Wynn. Wynn with the basketball on the right side. Wynn passes over to Forsch. Forsch looking down low and intended for Brittany Little. It's tapped out of bounds by Marish. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. So Mount Marty has the basketball. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in will be April Wynn. Out front, three on the way. Rattles out, no good on the attempt by Alexa Berg. And the rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Berg had a look at a three, and it rattled out no good. Dort College gets the ball inbounded. Dort College shooting for their first lead of the second half. Dort College has outscored Mount Marty 8-0 to start the second half. Down to the baseline is Sprott. Kicks out Van Dyke. Van Dyke ball fake. Puts it on the floor. Left elbow. Tried to pass it back over to Jasmine Skelhaus, and Van Dyke threw it out of bounds. It'll be Mount Marty basketball after the turnover by Van Dyke. 17-25 and counting. left to play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Lancers inbounding the basketball. This will be Alexa Berg throwing it in. Berg goes left side over to Wynn. Wynn with the basketball. Wynn right side, Forsh. Forsh out front to Hagee. Hagee with the basketball on the wing. Hagee picks up her dribble, passes back over to Berg. Berg right side, Forsh. Forsh with the basketball to Wynn. Wynn will drive in, puts it up, short shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Marish. Dort College has tied it up at 32-32. This is our second tie of the basketball game. So the defenders, they pass it down low, Marish. Marish back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke into the lane, and she's called for a charging foul. Kara Van Dyke whistled for her third personal foul. So Dort College has their leading scorer in foul trouble with three. Van Dyke comes into the game averaging 14.1 points per game. She's got 15 this evening. And decision time for Coach Craig Steensman for the time being. He's going to leave her in. She's playing with four personals. Let's see if Mount Marty forces the ball to her. Shot on the way from 15 by Berg. It's good. Alexa Berg scores the first points of the second half for Mount Marty at the 16-24 mark. Lob pass goes down low. Marish. Marish on the block. Marish puts it up. Above the glass. Good. Marish with 6 points. We're tied up at 34-34. April Wynn on the right side. Swiped at by Brookhuis. Picks it back up. Backdoor cut intended for Forsh. And the ball goes out of bounds. It will be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets the basketball back. We're tied up 34-34. Bringing the ball up will be Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma goes left side, intended for Brookhuis. Battered away by Force for the time being. Now Brookhuis very nearly gets, well, she almost travels with it. Comes back over to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Jelsma. Jelsma back to Van Dyke, back to Jelsma. Jelsma on the left wing, hesitates, drives in, puts it up with the right hand, no good, too strong. Fight for the basketball, Newman, Newman, Brookhuis, Brookhuis, lob pass, Marish, Marish. Marish posting up, and Dort College did not realize that the ball did not touch the rim on that shot attempt, so there was no shot clock reset. Mount Marty gets the basketball back, we're tied 34-34. Lancers have the basketball. Comes back over to Berg. Berg drives in. Her layup, no good. Rebound taken away by Marish. Marish comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma directing traffic. She's got it at the point. She goes left side, Newman. Emily Newman with the basketball. Comes back over to Brookhuis. Brookhuis three off the mark, no good. And the rebound is tapped and controlled by Wynn. April Wynn, ahead of the pack, it goes Forsh. Forsh driving down to the baseline, lost it, had it poked away from behind by Jelsma. Out of bounds, last touch by Dort. It'll be Lancer basketball. Lancers have the basketball. Van Dyke checks out. Just over 5 minutes into this second half. April Wynn with it on the right wing. Wynn to Berg, Berg to Forsh. Forsh with the basketball. Forsh picks up her dribble. Comes back left side over to Berg. Berg with the basketball. Berg to Hagee. Hagee to Berg. Berg taken away by Blunt. Blunt with the basketball. Blunt over to Jelsma. Jelsma over to Blount. Blount with the basketball. Comes back to Jelsma on the right side. Micah Holst also in the ballgame for Dort College. Comes back over to Blount. Blount drives the lane, and she's going to be called for charging. Charging foul on Robin Blount, number 25 for the defenders. She went airborne, and the Lancers were there to set up and take the charge. Unless Allison DeCam checks into the ballgame, Brittany Little will check out. Rotation a little tighter here for Mount Marty than it has been in past games. Marish will check out of the contest. And the Lancers will bring the ball up with April Wynn. Wynn with the basketball. She goes left side, Berg. Berg looking down low to Cam. To Cam posting up against Holst. Puts it up, blocked by Holst. Rebound taken away by the defenders and Jamie Cook. Ahead to Jelsma. Jelsma to Holst. Holst to Jelsma. Lob pass down low, Holst. Holst, nothing there. Back it goes, Jelsma. Jelsma on the left wing with the basketball. She comes back over to Cook. Cook out front. Picks up her dribble, comes back over to Newman. Newman with it on the right wing. Newman, right side, 10 to shoot for the defenders. Comes back over to Cook. Cook with the basketball. Goes down low for Holst and a tie-up. Alternating possession. It will be Mount Marty basketball. So Mount Marty will get the basketball back. 13:41 remaining in this basketball game. 34-34 our score through the first 6 minutes and 19 seconds. Dort College has outscored Mount Marty 10-2 here in the second half. It's 32-24 at halftime. Dort College trailed. Wetham with the basketball. Dribbles it off of her leg. Out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball on the turnover. Throwing the ball in on the sideline will be Newman. Newman gets it in to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma setting the offense. Drives left side. Picks up her dribble now. Comes back over to Sprunk. Sprunk to Cook. Cook spins. Puts it up with the left hand. Blocked. Rebound taken away by Mount Marty. Lancers bringing the ball up. This is Kelly Norrid. Norrid on the right wing. Norrid has it tipped away. Gets the ball back. Kicks out Forsh. Forsh, three off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Blount. Blount with the basketball. Comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma into the front court. Picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Robin Blount. Blount to Jelsma. Jelsma, lob pass down low. Cook. Cook with the left hand. Too strong. No good. And the rebound is cleared out by Mount Marty. Forsh with the basketball on the left wing. Forsh comes back out front to Hagee. Hagee to Norrid, and a foul called on the defenders. Foul's going to go on Robin Blount, her third. 34-34 our score. .12:35 left to play in this game. We're tied up. Pass goes down low to Cam, misses the wide open shot underneath. She went up and I think anticipated seeing somebody go up challenging her, and no one did, and she missed it. Three-pointer, Skelhaus, good. Jasmine Skelhaus with the three-point basket, her second of the second half. Dort College takes their first lead since about the midpoint of the first half. They lead by three, 37-34. Lancer basketball on the left side to Cam. To Cam gives it back over to Norrid. Norrid in the corner, and we've got a foul called on the defenders. Foul called on Brookice. For Kayla, that's number two. 12:01 remaining in this ballgame. Dort College leading. Ball comes in, two to Cam. To Cam, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Skelhaus. Skelhaus hit a three on the last possession. She feeds it left side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Skelhaus. Skelhaus on the right side. Sprunk facing up. Shot from 15, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke swings it left side, Brookice. Brookice underneath Skelhaus. Skelhaus on the left wing. Back over to Sprunk. Sprunk, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Alyssa Wetham. Wetham will bring the ball up for Mount Marty. Wetham into the lane. Cut off by Skelhaus. Comes back over to Forsh. Force Wetham. Wetham left side three-pointer off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Spronk. One and done on the missed three-pointer by Holly Hagee. Nord College coming back the other way. And we've got a foul on the play called against Kelly Norrid. Norrid whistled for the personal foul. Her second, team foul number three on the Lancers. So Dort College leads 37-34. Emily Newman checks out of the ballgame, checking back in for the defenders. Elise Marish. They get the ball inbounded to Skelhaus, guarded there by April Wynn. Wynn comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, Brookice. Brookice tries to, well, they try to pass the ball underneath. Spronk trying to find the cutter. And the ball is tapped and controlled by the Lancers. Lancers coming back the other way. Kick out pass. Three on the way. No good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. A three-pointer launched that time by Wetham. Nord College comes back the other way. Brookice down to the baseline. Brookice kick out pass. Van Dyke. Van Dyke leaves it short. No good. Fight for the rebound, taken away by Brookice. Brookice misses the shot underneath, but a foul called on the rebound. And that's going to go on Brookice. A frustration foul that time by Kayla. Missed the shot underneath after getting the offensive rebound, and Mount Marty will call a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. 10:33 left to play in the ballgame. Dort College leads 37-34. Mount Marty has scored one bucket here in the second half. Berg with it out front. They swing it right side. Driving in. Shot is up. No good. Partially blocked. That was April Wynn who took it into the lane trying to draw the foul. And Dort College comes back the other way with the basketball. April Wynn pokes it away from Jasmine Skelhaus, and now she's called for double dribble. Force the turnover, give the turnover right back. Dort College gets the basketball. 10-10 remaining in the half, in the ballgame, that is. That's in the second half of play, 37-34, Dort College leading. We're at the midpoint now. This is Van Dyke. Van Dyke puts up the short shot. It's good. Kira Van Dyke with a two-point basket. She's got 17, seven of them in the second half. Dort College opens up their biggest lead of the ballgame at 39-34. Lancers have the basketball. They pass it left side. This is Allison DeCam. DeCam goes right wing over to Wetham. Wetham to Hagee. Hagee's shot is up with the left hand. Good. Hagee with 5 points. And the Dort College lead is 39-36. A foul called on the ensuing play. And shaken up on the play is April Wynn. Wynn did not see the screen coming. And Wynn gets called for the personal foul as she hits the deck hard. And so often you will see that in the when no one warns the player that the screen is coming, the player that commits the foul takes the worst of it. Dort College leading by three. Pass goes underneath to Marish. Marish turned, muscles it up. Shot no good. Blocked by DeCam. Here comes Mount Marty. Lancers with the basketball. They go down to the baseline, and the ball is tipped out of bounds, last touched by Dort College. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. So the Lancers trailing 39-36. Dort College has limited Mount Marty to 4 points here in the first 10-plus minutes of the second half. Driving in is Hagee. Hagee gets the shot to go. Hagee now with 7 points. Back we go the other way. Dort College clinging to a 1 point lead, 39-38. Marish facing up against DeCamp. Marish with the right hand lays it up. Good. Marish wheeling into the lane. She's got 8 points. And the Dort College defenders lead 41-38. So the defenders back up by three. Lancers have it on the right side. This is Norrid. Norrid throws it back out. on the wing to Hagee. Hagee splits the defense. Her lay-in missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the outlet pass over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus left side Spronk, and Spronk throws it away. Spronk threw that one well out of bounds. And Dort College wants a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. This will be a full-length timeout. Back with more after this. 41-38, Dort College with a three-point advantage. 8-12 and counting. Bringing the basketball up is Kelly Norrid. Norrid, they go left side over to Hagee. Hagee, Norrid, Norrid with the basketball. Norrid into the lane, and we've got a foul on the play. Foul's going to go on Brookice, and Brookice has just picked up number four. So Kayla just picked up her fourth personal foul in the process. Marsh will check out of the ballgame. Dort College will leave Brookice in for the time being. Newman's in the ballgame for the defenders. Newman guarding Forsh. Comes back left side. Get it returned over to Berg. Berg into the left wing. Three-pointer is good. Three-point basket by Holly Hagee. She's got 10, and she ties the game at 41-41. Left side pass, Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman's pass is taken away by Hagee. Here comes Mount Marty with a chance to retake the lead. 7:30 and counting. Forsh with it, looking for Berg on the right wing. Ball's down on the floor, tapped, controlled by Mount Marty. 15 to shoot. Lancers will take it back across the half-court stripe. Hagee. Hagee to Norrid. Norrid with the basketball, drives in, kick-out pass. Driving the lane hard is Little. Little gives it away. Now here's Little. Little gets the shot to go on the return pass, and she'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. 8 points for Little. And they're going to call the foul on Kayla Brookice. Brookice fouls out with 7:11 remaining. She will foul out with 3 points. So Little should try and give Mount Marty a three-point lead. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. 9 for Little. And the defenders trail 44-41. Mount Marty has scored 6 points in a row. Skelhaus stops, pops, three, got it. Jasmine Skelhaus with her third three-pointer today, and we're tied up at 44-44. Long pass to Little, Little into the lane, and she's called for traveling. Didn't put the ball on the deck quickly enough, and she gets called for steps. Dort College gets the basketball back. Bringing it up will be Jasmine Skelhaus. Skelhaus with 9 points. Skelhaus stops, thought about the three, decides against it, comes back over to Van Dyke. We're tied up 44-44. Lob pass down low, poked away. Coming up with it is Forsh for Mount Marty. Forsh with the basketball. Forsh comes back out front to Hagee. Hagee drives in with the right hand. Layup is good. Hagee with 12 points. Mount Marty leads 46-44. 6:15 and counting. Ball game. Left side, Newman. Newman with the basketball, picks up her dribble, gets it back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, nothing there. Van Dyke will now put up the 10-footer. Missed it, no good. Missed it short, and the rebound taken away by Berg. Berg with the basketball. Berg goes left side to Hagee. Hagee to Forsh. Forsh drives in, and we've got a foul called on Newman. Newman whistled for the personal. That's foul number one on Newman. So free throws on the way for Forsh. This will be a 1-1 for Forsh. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Taylor Forsh makes the free throw. She's got another one coming. 47-44. Mount Marty in front. Free throw is up. And free throw no good. 47-44. Mount Marty by three. Dort College trailing Hesitation move. Skalhaus drives in and a reach-in foul called on Taylor Forsch. Well, Forsch has managed to play this very physical ball game thus far and has just picked up her first personal foul. She got called for the reach-in, and Jasmine Skalhaus will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Skalhaus with 9 points, and it hangs at 9 as the free throw rattles out no good. Another free throw on the way for Skalhaus, trying to make it a two-point ball game. Free throw is up. Free throw in and out. No good. Rebound controlled by Mount Marty and Alexa Berg. So Dort College misses a chance to cut the lead down to 1 or 2 points. Lancers have the basketball. Left side with it is Hagee. Hagee with the basketball, and now Berg turns it over. She hesitated out front, drug her pivot foot, and it's whistled for the travel violation. Kara Van Dyke will check into the ball game. Checking out is Robin Blount. Throwing the ball in will be Marish. Marish gives it up to Skelhaus. Skelhaus setting the offense. She comes back over to Spronk. Spronk dumps it off for Van Dyke. Van Dyke stripped on the way up. She'll go, and ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Lancers. It'll be defender basketball. So throwing the ball in for Dort College will be Newman. Newman triggers it in to Skelhaus. Skelhaus's pass is taken away by Force. Force driving the other way. Lays it up. Blocked from behind by Spronk, but a foul on the play called on Brianna Spronk. That'll be foul number two on her. I beg your pardon, number three on her. And Taylor Force will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Well, she's got 14 points, now 15. And Mount Marty leads by two possessions, 48-44. Another free throw on the way. This one is up and off the side of the iron, no good, but Force tracks down her own rebound. Force with the basketball. Comes back out front to Hagee. Hagee loses it on the floor, and Marish is called for the personal. Elise Marish whistled for the personal foul. Timeout situation, Mount Marty has three left. Dort College has four left. Foul situation, Mount Marty shooting the double bonus. Dort College has to draw a few more fouls on the Lancers before they get to the bonus. Right now, the disparity in fouls, 10 for Dort College, defensively 4 for Mount Marty. First free throw by Hagee is up and good. She's got 13 points. This one's off the front of the iron, no good. Mount Marty leads 49-44. So Dort College got up at one point, 39-34. Since then, Mount Marty has outscored them 15-5. Each team leading by as many as five here in the after Dort College made their run to start it. Spronk driving, right-hand side, off of the window, good. Brianna Spronk with her first field goal of the day. And the defenders trail 49-46. The Dort College cuts it down to a three-point basket. With it left side is Hagee. Hagee to Berg. Berg around the horn they go. Comes back to Berg. Berg three, missed it, no good. Hagee comes down with a long rebound. You get it back out front to Wynn. Wynn to Berg, Berg to Wynn on the left wing. 20 to shoot. She'll drive in, puts it up off the glass. Too strong, no good. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. Actually, it was Kara Van Dyke coming in from out of bounds. And she was unable to establish herself in bounds before she grabbed the basketball. Micah Hulse checks into the ballgame. Marish checks out. Skelhaus checks out. Jelsma checks in. Timeout on the floor, charged to Mount Marty. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM.
Are you?
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College trails by three. Mount Marty has a fresh. They have a fresh 30 seconds to work with on the shot clock. Ball's inbounded. They get it in. Berg. Berg left corner. Three. Missed it. No good. Rebound is long on the weak side. Down on the baseline. Taken away by Spronk. Spronk to Jelsma. Jelsma left side. Spronk. Spronk on the wing. Spronk is going to be called for traveling. Turnover. Charge to the Dort College defenders. Lancers will bring it up. This is Allison DeCam. She hands it off to April Wynn. Wynn with the basketball. Wynn on the right side. They go down low, kick out pass, shot in the lane is no good by Brittany Little. North College gets the ball back. 3:30 remaining. North College is down three. They need a bucket here, and a moving screen is called on Micah Holst. Micah Holst whistled for her second personal foul. And the turnover, in effect, gives the ball back to the Lancers. Lancers will inbound the basketball. They get it inbounded to Wynn. Wynn will take it across half court. Wynn goes back left side to Cam. To Cam out front to Force. Force with the basketball to Cam. To Cam left side, Force. Force guarded there by Sprock. Driving in, shot no good by Force. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke, and now a foul called on the rebound against the Lancers and Allison to Cam. Team foul number five on the Lancers, so Mount Marty has one more foul to give before Door College is in the bonus. Marish checks into the ballgame. Checking out will be Micah Holst. So Door College again with an opportunity to cut into the three-point lead. Bringing the basketball up will be Jelsma. Jelsma across half court. Jelsma setting the offense. Pass goes left side Newman. Newman gives it up. Goes down low to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke looking. Comes back out front to Marish. Marish, Sprott, tend to shoot. Now Van Dyke. She squares up from 12. Right side, good. Kara Van Dyke with 19 points. Defenders trail 49-48. Mount Marty basketball. This is Wynn. Wynn backdoor cut. Gives to Forsh, and Forsh has it blocked. Van Dyke comes down with it, and as she falls to the floor, she is whistled for the travel violation. Travel violation gives the ball back to the Lancers. Guarding the inbounds pass will be Holst. Holst throws it in over the top. Mount Marty throws it in over the top, and driving in, the layup is good. And a foul on the play. Hagee gets the shot to go, and she'll go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. Mount Marty leads 51-48, pending the free throw. Skelhaus and Marish will check in. Dort College down. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Pass into the lane is thrown away by the Lancers, and we have trouble with our scoreboard for the moment. To 48, that's the right score. They were working on correcting it. Inbounding the ball is Van Dyke. Van Dyke gets it into Sprock. Sprock with the basketball. She goes left side over to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman goes over to Sprock. Sprock with it on the right side. Comes back underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke short arm the layup, and the rebound is tapped out of bounds by Marish. It'll be Dort College basketball. Beg your pardon, Mount Marty basketball. .207 remaining. Mount Marty inbounding. Ball's tapped, and it's down on the floor. Picked up by Hulse. Gets it over to Newman. Newman shot. Won't go down, but she's fouled on the play. Emily Newman will go to the free throw line to shoot two, as she was fouled in the act of shooting. 52-48 our score. So Newman will shoot a pair of free throws. First one for the freshman is off the side of the iron, no good. She's got another one coming. 52-48. So Newman, another free throw on the way. This one's up, and that one's off the mark, no good, and we've got a lane violation. 2:01 remaining. Lancers throwing it in. This is Holly Hagee. Hagee to throw it in, length of the floor in front of them. They get it inbound at 2-4, under 2 minutes remaining. Lancers have the basketball. This is Berg. Berg with the basketball. Berg comes back over to Wynn. Wynn with the ball out front. Wynn stops. Free throw line jumper off the mark, no good. And a fight for the rebound and a foul called on the play against April Wynn. I think Dort College is now in the bonus. Free throw disparity is going to be pretty big by the time this is all said and done. It's foul number two on April Wynn. A 1-1 free throw for Emily Newman. This will be the first time Dort College has shot the bonus this evening. Newman with the 1-1 on the way. Up and banks it in. Newman makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming. Can make it a two-point ball game if she makes the free throw. This one's up and off the heel, hangs around and won't drop through. Here comes Mount Marty leading by three, 52-49. 52-49 our score. Goes left side over to Hagee. Shot blocked, but a foul on the blocked shot called on Micah Holst. And Mount Marty will go to the free throw line to shoot two in the form of Allison DeCam. Believe this will be foul shot number 23 and 24 for the Lancers here this evening. First one, no good. By comparison, just for the sake of conversation, Dort College has shot 14 free throws, according to my stat sheet. First free throw for Allison DeCam was no good. She makes the second one, though, and it's now 53-49, so back to a two-possession ball game. 120 and counting. With the basketball, Skelhas. Skelhas right side, Cook. Cook steps into a three, left it short, no good. Marish steps on the baseline, out of bounds. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. So Mount Marty with a four-point lead and the basketball. They'll call a timeout. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Four-point ball game. Mount Marty leads 53-49. 1:17 remaining. Inbounding the basketball will be Holly Hagee for the Mount Marty Lancers. Hagee gets the ball inbounded to Allison DeCam. DeCam in the backcourt gets it over to Wynn. Wynn right side, Force. Taylor Force with it on the right wing. Force back over to Wynn. Mount Marty can take it well under a minute on the play clock if they so decide to. Force with it on the sideline, and she is called for traveling. She got helped on the play by Brianna Spronk, but the way this one's been officiated this evening, not at all surprised to see that play allowed to continue. And eventually it's called a travel violation. Dort College has the basketball. Skelhas takes it across half court. Skelhas puts up the three, and she had it blocked. Van Dyke comes down with it, tried to put it back up, and she got fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Mount Marty and Holly Hagee. Her third. Two free throws on the way for Van Dyke, as they say she was in the act of shooting. Dort College has an opportunity to cut into the lead here with the clock stopped. Free throw on the way is good. Game-high 20 points for Kara Van Dyke. She can make it a two-point game here with a made free throw. Obviously, they're all important here, but Dort College has missed some opportunities at the charity stripe here in the last 10 minutes. Second free throw by Van Dyke is good. Van Dyke is a 74% free throw shooter. Tonight, she is 4-for-6, and there's a timeout on the floor charged to Dort College. Back with more after this.
Here.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College trailing by 2, 53-51. Mount Marty basketball when we resume play. Dort College with three timeouts remaining. Mount Marty has one left. Double bonus for Mount Marty from here on out. Dort College still in the 1-1 bonus. Eight fouls called on Mount Marty so far here in the second half. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Brought to Boers and Agents, 712-737-6000. Foul in the backcourt called on Micah Hulst. April Wynn will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two free throws. Probably not a bad foul, though. Wynn, a 3 of 10 free throw shooter coming into the ballgame. She's 1 for 4 so far. She'll get a pair here. Still a long ways to go in this one. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Wynn makes the first one. She's got 4 points. She's 2 for 5 from the free throw line, and she's got another one coming. Wynn, second free throw, is up, and this one is in and out. No good. Dort College trails 54-251. A three-point basket ties it. Defenders for the basketball. 40 seconds remaining. Spronk with it on the perimeter. 38 seconds now. 16 to shoot. Skelhas back over to Cook. Cook, left side, Van Dyke. Three-pointer for the tie. Misses it. Strong, no good. Rebound taken away by the Lancers, and they lead by 3, and Dort College is forced to foul in the backcourt. That's Jamie Cook getting called for the personal foul. And two free throws on the way for the Lancers. Shooting free throws will be April Wynn. So Wynn will go to the free throw line. She's got a pair coming, trying to extend it to a two-possession lead, and the first one is good. Coach Craig Steensma wants a timeout. 26.4 seconds remaining. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Free throws on the way for Winnie. A second free throw, trying to make it a five-point ball game. 26.4 seconds remaining, so she's got 5 points, and the clock becomes an enemy for the defenders right now. Second free throw is no good. Dort College trails by 4, 55-51. You go for a quick bucket of some sort. Van Dyke with it. Left side, Cook. Cook gets a ball screen. She's at the free throw line. Nothing there. Jamie picks up her dribble. Back over to Spronk. Puts up the three. Missed it. No good. Rebound tapped. 9 seconds left. Mount Marty secures it, and now a foul called on the rebound. As Allison DeCam secures the rebound, she'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. And it appears Mount Marty is going to hang on for the win tonight. DeCam with a free throw to her credit so far tonight, averaging 12.8 points per game. 7 points, 4 seconds left, and the math gets pretty tough here for the defenders. And she misses everything. So another free throw on the way for DeCam. So DeCam's free throw is up. That one rattles out no good. She's 1 for 4. Dort College still down by 4. 3 seconds left. 2. Skelhas, three-pointer off the mark. No good, and that's the end of the ballgame. Our final score. Mount Marty 55. The Dort College defenders 51. Let's take a break and be back to recap this evening's women's college basketball game right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders on the short end of a 55-51 decision here this evening at the DeWitt Gymnasium in women's college basketball. The Dort College defenders fall to 1-1 in the conference and 3-5 overall, while the Mount Marty Lancers are now 3-3. And 1-1. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders trailed by 8 at halftime, 32-24. Storm back to tied at 32. We were tied again at 34, and we were tied at 41-44. Mount Marty got a little bit of breathing room to go up 49-44. Dort College trimmed it to 1 at 49-48. And it was a two-point ball game again at 53-51. Mount Marty made just enough free throws, and Dort College was unable to convert on the other end. And it ends up a four-point difference. Dort College falls 55-51. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. So the Mount Marty Lancers back to even in the conference. Dort College falls to even as well. Back with a look at the numbers from tonight's contest right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Taking a look at other scores and getting those notated before I jump into the numbers tonight. Mount Marty 15 of 51 from the floor, 5 of 14 on threes, 20 of 30 on free throws. That comes out to 29.4% on field goals, 35.7% on three-pointers, 66.7 on free throws. Dort College 20 of 55 from the floor, 36.4%, 5 of 17 on threes, 29.4%. 6 of 15 on free throws, 40%. Dort College out rebounds Mount Marty 47 to 35. And the Lancers forced Dort College into 23 turnovers while committing 14 of their own. Caravan Dyke, 21 points. 9 points for Jasmine Skelhas. Van Dyke got her 21 via 8 of 14 shooting from the floor, 4 of 6 on free throws. She also grabbed 11 rebounds. 8 points for Elise Marish. 4 points for Jessica Jelsma, 2 for Jamie Cook, 3 for Kayla Brookeis, 2 for Brianna Spronk, 1 for Emily Newman, and 1 for Robin Blount for their total of 51 points. For the Mount Marty Lancers, they were led by Taylor Forsh's 15 points, and Holly Hagee came off the bench to score 16. Before we take a look at any more numbers, let's visit with Coach Craig Steensma, Dort College women's basketball coach. And, Coach, look at the stat sheet, and you did a lot of things well. You limited Mount Marty offensively, 15 of 51 from the floor, out-rebounded them by 12. End up 4 points short, though. With those positive things happening, I guess, how do you end up on the short end of a score like that?
I thought we had poor offensive execution. You know, just too many mistakes, fumbles, and, you know, just not making the safest, carefulest pass. You know, I thought we were a little bit too much of a hurry offensively, and, you know, that's something that we need to correct and correct quickly because, you know, Mount Marty's a good team, but there's better teams in the conference that we're going to have to play that are more explosive than them. And so, you know, just, you know, Mount Marty's an excellent team, and they did a great job of getting to the free throw line tonight.
Holly Hagee ends up coming off of the bench. You limited Allison DeCam, who had double-digit scoring coming into the ballgame, but Hagee came off of the bench, and she was that post presence that Mount Marty needed. She was able to get 16 points. That's one that you probably don't plan on, but that comes back out to hurt you.
Yeah. You know, she's hasn't been playing that much until tonight. She had a very, very good game tonight and made a three even, so give her credit.
Caravan Dyke, 8 of 14 from the floor, 21 points, 11 rebounds. Did a lot of good things, but that one number that's going to stick out, and that's what we alluded to already, those turnovers, too many turnovers.
Yeah, we had 15 turnovers in the second half, and, you know, we have too much ability to not give ourselves a chance to score that many times, you know, almost once a minute. You know, and if we don't do that, we don't foul quite as much, we probably win the game.
Take away the fouls, you did a lot of good things defensively, caused Mount Marty some problems here this evening.
Yeah, and we should be able to do that. You know, we have some size and quickness and athleticism, but, you know, I didn't think that we did a very good job offensively moving the ball and just taking care of the ball in general in the second half.
What do you do now over the next few days? You have a game on Saturday at York at 2 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon. Obviously, you've got Thanksgiving in there as well. What do you do over the next 48, 72 hours?
Well, we will practice till we'll give them a couple days off, and we'll come back and practice on Friday, and then leave Saturday morning for York and play York on Saturday, and then I believe Dakota Wesleyan next Wednesday. So, you know, it's good to get away from the game for a couple days for the team, for the young ladies.
Coach, I will let you go. Thanks for stopping by, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you very much, Mike.
That's Coach Craig Steensma. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a look then at these at the numbers. Fill you in on the scoring, I believe, for Dort College and for Mount Marty. The rebounds, Van Dyke had 11 rebounds. Brianna Sprock had 8. Elise Marish had 7. 5 for Kayla Brookice. 3 each for Emily Newman, Robin Blount, and Micah Hulst. For Mount Marty, 6 rebounds for Brittany Little, 5 for Allison DeCam, 5 for Alexa Berg, 4 for April Wynn, and 5 for Holly Hagee. 3 assists for April Wynn, while Dort College was topped by Brianna Sparks, 3 assists. No one for Dort College had more than one steal. Holly Hagee, Taylor Forsh, April Wynn, and Alexa Berg had 2 steals each for the Lancers. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more from the DeWitt Gym right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.